If you've ever had the feeling that things were hopeless, hold on. You may feel you're facing an impossible situation, but the Bible says God is able to do far more than we would ever dare to ask or even dream of. Infinitely beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, or hopes. Now, hope comes from having a purpose. Hope is as essential to your life as air or water. And wonderful changes are going to happen in your life as you begin to live it on purpose. God says, I know what I'm planning for you. I have good plans for you, not plans to hurt you. I will give you a hope and a good future. I'm Rick Warren, and this is Daily Hope.
Today on Daily Hope with Pastor Rick Warren, we continue in our series called The Invisible War. In these lessons, we'll take an in-depth look at the unseen world of good and evil and how the spiritual side of life directly impacts our day-to-day existence in ways we never imagined. If you've ever had the sinking suspicion that there are unseen spiritual forces working against you, you're going to want to stay with us, because in just a few minutes, we're going to tell you about a special 7-session DVD series and workbook from Pastor Rick called The Invisible War, Winning the Battle Against Temptation. You can take a sneak peek right now by going to rickwarren.org while you listen. And if you want, you can just text the word DAILY to 313131. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with the final part of a message called When Your World Falls Apart.
Now, you remember during the height of World War II, FDR said, we have nothing to fear but... Yeah, that's nice oratory, but it's a flat-out lie. Because there are a lot of things you have a reason to fear, and they're legitimate fears. There are many things in the world that you ought to legitimately be afraid of. In fact, if you're not afraid of them, you ought to be woo, 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 you know, because there are things you have a real reason to fear in this world. Yes, you have more than just fear itself to be afraid of. There's plenty to fear, and everybody has hidden fear. But God says, don't be afraid. I will be with you. Now, one of the biggest fears that people have, if not the biggest, when life falls apart, it takes a turn, the rogue winds blow, is the fear, I'm stuck, and this is never going to change, and this is hopeless, and I'm never going to get out of this, and I'm never going to see sunlight again, and my happy days are over, and all the rest of my life is going to be bad news, and all my best days are behind me, and all my worst days are ahead of me. It's that fear of, okay, everything has fallen apart, and I am beyond recovery. All the king's horses and all the king's men can't put me back together again. That's a fear. And it is F-E-A-R, false evidence appearing real. It's a lie.
That's Pastor Rick Warren with just a portion of today's study called When Your World Falls Apart from our series called The Invisible War. The second half of today's study is coming up next.
Do you want to live a victorious life? You can. Everyone is vulnerable to temptation, but few know how to fight it. From the moment we wake up, there's a spiritual war raging around us. In order to effectively fight this war and experience victory, we must be equipped with knowledge of the tactics that Satan uses to ensnare us. Learn the powerful defenses and comforts that God promises in the study kit called The Invisible War, Winning the Battle of Temptation. In this 7-session DVD series and workbook, Pastor Rick will teach you how to overcome the 3 main types of temptations that Satan uses to stumble believers: passions, possessions, and position. If you want to win the battle against temptation, it is critical that you know how to fight the surprisingly predictable ways that Satan will tempt you. The Invisible War, Winning the Battle of Temptation, is yours when you support this broadcast ministry with a financial gift. Just go to rickwarren.org to get your copy, or you can call 800-600-5004. And if you have a smartphone or tablet, you can text the word DAILY to 313131.
And once again, here's Rick Warren.
Now, one of the biggest fears that people have, if not the biggest, when life falls apart, it takes a turn, the rogue winds blow, is the fear, I'm stuck, and this is never going to change, and this is hopeless, and I'm never going to get out of this, and I'm never going to see sunlight again, and my happy days are over, and all the rest of my life is going to be bad news, and all my best days are behind me, and all my worst days are ahead of me. It's that fear of, okay, everything has fallen apart, and I am beyond recovery. All the king's horses and all the king's men can't put me back together again. That's fear. And it is F-E-A-R, false evidence appearing real. It's a lie. I want you to hear Dusty Oglesby's story. Would you give him a warm welcome?
Hi, my name is Dusty Oglesby, and I'd like to tell you how Jesus restored my life after my world fell apart. My childhood was very happy. I was raised by two wonderful Christian parents. But my dad was a pastor, and I always felt that I had to measure up and be better than everyone else. I had to perform. No one ever told me that I wasn't good enough. I just never felt that I was. At the age of 13, though, I had two things happen that changed me. I received Christ as my Lord and Savior, and I picked up a tennis racket, and I excelled at it quickly. It was the first sport I had ever beaten my older brother at, and for those of you with older siblings, understand that feels really, really good. At the same time, though, Satan really began to play his cards in my life. Some of them were the same that I had had since I was a child, of lying and exaggerating to make myself feel better about me. But some were new. Girls, pornography, and acting that out with myself became a stronghold in my life. I began to have secrets and lies that would continue to multiply and that would eventually lead to my moral downfall at the age of 27. Through school, I was known as the good, solid Christian, a leader, and a good pastor's kid. Everything came easy to me, it seemed. Everyone liked Dusty, and it seemed that I had it all together. But inside, I was empty, and I was screaming. I knew all the answers, but I was full of secrets. No one knew that I was addicted to pornography or being physical with girls. I kept all of those secrets to myself all the way into college. At Hardin-Simmons University, I played tennis and majored in applied theology. And life was really good. I continued to have to be the center of attention, though. Continued to have to be perfect and maintain the picture that I put on for everybody. All the while continuing my relationships with girls physically and increasing my addiction to pornography in secret, literally every day. I became a part-time youth minister during this time and was flat out living a lie to everyone around me. I was a liar and a manipulator. And my secrets just continued to pile up, and I felt more alone every day of my life. In the fall of 1998, I walked into a sorority party, and I saw across the room the most beautiful woman I had ever seen in my life. I made it a point to find out who she was. Her name was Brandy Burton, and on May 20th, 2000, Brandy Burton became my wife. When I met Brandy, I thought, that's it. I'm not going to look at pornography anymore. And I can't count how many times I said that over the course of my life. I thought, I want to be everything that God created me to be with her and love her well. I thought for sure when I married Brandy that it would all just go away. After all, I would be married to the most beautiful woman in the world and I wouldn't need it anymore. But I couldn't have been more wrong. The next 5 years of our lives would be extremely difficult. I was a loved and respected staff member at a growing church in Abilene. And while ministry was good, my wife was at home, completely alone, with a husband who was absent physically, emotionally, and spiritually, and she could not figure out why. I was everything to everyone but her. I began to look at pornography on a daily basis. And sometimes even while my wife slept in the next room. I also began an emotional relationship that Brandy picked up on. So I resigned my position and we moved within 2 weeks to Fort Worth, but my behavior did not change. Living in Fort Worth and working in Dallas made it easier for me to hide. I was still trying to fill the void in my soul, and soon pornography and pictures were not enough. So I began to look for other options that would take my fantasy to flesh. My pornography addiction and desperate need to fill my pain eventually led me down a road to full sexual addiction and paying for sex on a monthly basis. It was literally eating me alive from the inside out, and my wife, or anyone else in the world, had no idea of my secret sins. In the middle of all this, somehow I was promoted at my job, and work was really good, but my life at home was literally unraveling day by day. So in May of 2005, Brandy and I separated. I remember the day putting all of my things, everything I owned, in my car and making the conscious decision that I was done and I never stepped foot back in our home again. On September 14th of 2005, a secret relationship I was involved in was revealed. I was fired at my job, and I continued to lie to Brandy and tell her that it was all made up, and I lost everything that I held as important to me at the time. Weeks later, I moved back to Abilene, and I filed for divorce from Brandy. I was angry, bitter, and I was done. Brandy tried to reconcile our relationship on multiple occasions. She didn't care what I had done. All she wanted was for me just to be honest with her. But I couldn't face the truth of Dusty. So on December 20th of 2005, our divorce was final. I spent the next 2 years in on and off relationships with other women. I continued in my addiction to pornography and paying for sex. After 2 years, I left Abilene and took a job that relocated me to Frisco, where I once again found myself all alone. One night, after watching a pornographic movie, I broke. I laid down in the middle of my living room floor, and I screamed by myself and cried for hours. I hated who I was. I felt God tell me to track down an old friend who I called that night. We met over lunch the next day, and for the first time, I started to tell the truth. He immediately said to me, "You are going to celebrate recovery, and I will go with you." I had no idea what Celebrate Recovery was. I just knew that I had ruined everything, that I was done, and I desperately needed help. I went that night, and when everyone started talking, I thought, man, this is not for me. I remember thinking, these people have real problems. But I had promised my friend that I would attend for 1 month, but I would not say a word. I would just listen, and then I would leave. That lasted 1 week. At the start of the next meeting, I literally felt God sit next to me and tell me, "It's okay. You're in a safe place. It's time for you to stop." I was so overcome with emotion, I could barely speak. But when things broke, I told a group of 15 men I had never met before the truth. For the first time in my life, I admitted the whole truth. It was the most freeing day of my life. For the next year and a half, I walked through Celebrate Recovery, and God changed me from the inside out. It was the first thing I had ever done in my life that was difficult, that I actually finished. During this time, I was able to sit down with Brandy, tell her the full truth, finally, and make amends with her. I told her everything, and also began to pray for reconciliation with her. By the grace and mercy of God and the tender heart of Brandy, she forgave me. I was also able to make amends with my dad at this time for all the resentment I had for him over the years. Celebrate Recovery taught me that my life was unmanageable, that I needed help, and that I had to make a conscious decision to give all of my life to Jesus Christ He has not left me or forsaken me for one single second since. On March 4th of 2010, I received a call from my mom that would change my life forever. She let me know that my dad had taken his own life. It was the worst moment of my life. Through the principles that God had taught me in Celebrate Recovery, though, I am able to boldly say today that he is who he says he is. And he is better than anything I have ever tried or thought. He is the only one that can fill the void in my heart and in yours. I had to learn that he is enough and that no picture or lie or exaggeration or woman could ever fill the place in my soul that belongs only to Jesus Christ. I had to realize this before he did what was next. The day my dad died, I called Brandy on my way home to Abilene. Brandy and I had not spoken in almost a year. I left her a message telling her that my dad was gone, that she didn't have to call, and I didn't think that she would. But Brandy did call, and she did much more than that. She came to my dad's funeral. She swallowed all of her pain and her anger, and she came. She chose to forgive and love in spite of what I had repeatedly done to her. I knew the only way we would ever reconcile was if God moved in her spirit and had her reach out to me. I made the decision and promised God that I would be single for the rest of my life, or I would reconcile with my wife, that I was done and it was all his. 1 week before my dad's 1 year anniversary of his death, my phone rang and it was Brandy. She had been at church and God had moved her to call me. She said she just wanted to check on me and knew how much I must be hurting and what was coming in 1 week. I knew the promise that I had made to God, and I knew that once he begins a good work in us, that he completes it and he finishes it. I asked Brandy to pray about meeting me. I hung up the phone and contacted every girl that I had ever dated over the course of the last 6 years and told them to never contact me again, that I was going to be reconciling with my wife. Brandy prayed and God stirred her heart like he never had before. We sat in a parking lot in Grapevine, Texas, and Brandy was finally able to say that she fully forgave me. For the first time, she said that she knew that this was right and exactly what God's plan for us, that we would reconcile our marriage and that we would have never been divorced. God had reconciled both of us to himself, and it was time for us to reconcile our marriage to him. So on July 2nd of 2011, I remarried my wife, Brandy Burton Oglesby. In 6 years, Brandy never changed her name. She's always been Brandy Oglesby. She never gave up hoping in the Lord that he would change me and heal us. I'm still a believer today that struggles, but today I struggle well and with hope. Today, Brandy and I acknowledge that we are unable to love each other apart from Jesus Christ. Our marriage today is not a laundry list of what the other person needs or wants. But it is an understanding that our hope does not lie in each other, but in a Savior who forgives, redeems, and restores. Thank you for letting us share.
If you think that your life is beyond repair, you're wrong. If you think it cannot be restored, you are wrong. If you think that your best days are all behind you, you are wrong. If you think it is impossible for God to bring good out of bad, you are wrong. Jesus Christ is in the business of restoration, reconditioning, refurbishing, renewing, and recovering that which is lost. Jesus said, I came to seek and to save that which is lost. Not only you, but what you have lost. The Bible says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. The old has passed away, the new has come. So the last thing you need to do to rebuild a broken life, a world that's fallen apart. Number six, I must expect Jesus to restore my life. I must expect Jesus to restore my life. And you need to pray what Jeremiah prayed. Lamentations chapter 5. Restore us, O Lord. Restore us, O Lord. And bring us back to you again. Give us back the joys we once had. When you let Jesus bring you back, he will give you back. When you let God bring you back to Jesus, he will give you back the joy.
This is Daily Hope with Rick Warren. Now, if you've missed any part of this broadcast, including portions that we didn't have time for today, simply go to rickwarren.org or iTunes.com and download the Daily Hope with Rick Warren podcast to listen again. Rick will be back in just a moment with a final word of encouragement, so please stay with us. Every day, there's a spiritual war raging all around you. Now, in order to effectively fight this war, you need to be equipped with knowledge of the tactics Satan will use to try to trap you. Learn the powerful defenses and comforts that God promises in the study kit called The Invisible War, Winning the Battle of Temptation. In this 7-session DVD series and workbook, Pastor Rick teaches how to overcome the 3 main types of temptations that Satan uses to influence us: passions, possessions, and position. If you expect to win the battle against temptation, it's critical that you know how to fight the predictable ways Satan will tempt you. The Invisible War, Winning the Battle of Temptation, is yours when you support this broadcast ministry with a financial gift. So just go to rickwarren.org today to get your copy. Or you can call 800-600-5004. And if you've got a smartphone or tablet, you can text the word DAILY to 313131. And now here's Rick with a closing thought.
One of the challenges of living in a broken world is that everything falls apart eventually. On a global scale, we mourn when terrorists attack or when the stock market plummets. But on a personal scale, we're saddened when a loved one dies or when a spouse walks out of a marriage. And as much as we would like to think that we have it all together, we all face times when our worlds fall apart. If you think that your life is beyond repair, you're wrong. If you think it can't be restored, you're wrong. Jesus Christ is in the business of restoration and reconditioning and refurbishing and renewing and recovering that which is lost. Jesus once said, I came to seek and to save that which is lost. Now, he not only seeks to save you, but also he wants to give you a fresh start in life. Not only you, but he wants to give you what you've lost. The Bible says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. The old has passed away. The new is come. God has something new and something better for you. No matter how broken your life may seem, no matter how badly things have fallen apart, Jesus Christ can make you whole again. In fact, he can make you whole for the very first time in your life. I hope that will encourage you. I'm Rick Warren, and be sure to join me next time as we look at God's Word for our daily hope.
This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.